Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and today I am really pleased to welcome Danielle and Connor. They are, well, the entire crew of Sailing Vessel Satori. How are you?
Doing good.
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Don't forget Piva. She's part of the crew.
I was going to get to her. That was my next step. You are also joined by the youngest crew member, Piva, which means what?
It means beer in Russian. We really like beer.
You're sailors. It goes hand in hand.
Indeed.
So let me ask you, you guys are originally from the US, correct?
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whereabouts in the US?
Yeah, so I was born in Florida, grew up in North Carolina, spent some time in the UK when my mom remarried a British guy, and then Connor and I actually met in Ukraine and then moved back to Colorado together, hence why we speak Russian. We were served in Peace Corps there, and then, so we've been all over the US.
Yeah, and I was born and raised in Utah, kind of a strange place, and then, I went to University of Wyoming. Yeah, I lived overseas a couple of places in Wales and in Ukraine. Spent quite a bit of time traveling and then ended up here.
Yeah, we've been rowers for a while.
I was going to say, a Utah kid that is now on a sailboat is something quite interesting.
Yeah, well, there's actually another big channel on YouTube, Expedition Drench, and he's from the same area that Connor is at from. So, turns out.
So there's more of you.
Apparently, it's crazy.
So you guys moved to Auckland, New Zealand, 4 years ago. What prompted that move?
Well, I was getting a master's in finance, specializing in trading commodities. And the biggest industry here in New Zealand is dairy. So actually, the big dairy company here came out and talked to my class and offered an internship. And I was like, okay, great. You know, 3 months in New Zealand. That sounds fantastic. I'll do that. And I came out here and we really liked it. And then, you know, politics got a little crazy in the US, regardless of who you're for. So we're like, you know, we'll just stay out here a little bit longer. And we got an offer. Couldn't refuse it. And we've been here ever since.
Well, and neither one of you were sailors prior. I mean, when you went to Auckland, you didn't really have much interest or you may have had interest, but it wasn't something that was like a regular occurrence for you. So 4 years ago, you were green.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, two years ago. It's still pretty new for us, but it just seemed really inaccessible. Like, we had a friend that came from the US to live with us for a while, and he did the rum races. I don't know if that's a thing where you're from, but you race and you win a bottle of rum for the boat. And we didn't even think about joining because we were just like, well, we might do that once, but it would be like a novelty, like, you know, touristy thing to do. It wouldn't be something that you do full time. So it was completely out of our minds. Like, we weren't even thinking of it at all.
I think we were, like most people, just consider yachting to be this elitist group. You know, that you can't really get into, or that, it's either too expensive or too technical, or you have to be born into it. But really, coming out here 2 years ago is where we first started to hear about sailing. And you can actually see the world like in the cheapest, most efficient manner on a sailboat, you know, and that really opened our eyes.
So when was your first sailing lesson?
August 2018.
Wow.
And
at that stage, I assume you owned a home in New Zealand and you were well settled, you had your jobs, etc., etc.
No, we were actually, it's kind of crazy actually. Like, so Connor, so we had lockdown. No, wait, that was before lockdown, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Connor got hit by, he was riding a motorbike to work and he got hit by a car twice actually. And he broke his foot as a result. And we were both runners and he was kind of like stuck on the couch and couldn't do anything. Like, he was not moving. So he worked a little bit dissatisfied with, like, you know, working the normal hours. And we kind of always traveled a little bit. So we had that wandering mind. So we started watching YouTube videos on various people doing like alternative lives around the world. And he ran into a sailing couple that was, I don't know if you've heard of Sailing Florence, but they are really like transparent about their budget, and they survive on $18,000 per year with their boat.
Wow.
And we were like, whoa, how is that possible? Like, how is that possible? So we started researching everything. And I think the turning moment was, I was in India for work because I worked overseas, and Connor called me up one day and he was like, hey, we've got to go sailing. And I didn't really believe him because I knew he'd been watching these videos, but I didn't take it seriously. I was like, what, who is this guy? Whatever, you know? But like, it was very emotional. Like his voice was, I shouldn't say this, I don't want to embarrass you, but his voice was cracking a bit and I could like tell that he meant it. And I was like, oh shit. Like I should probably consider this. Like I should really like, actually like he wants me to really consider this. And then that was May 2018. And he signed up for a course like immediately after that conversation. And then it just like spiraled out of there.
Yeah, it was a mortality check. You know, you get something happens, like your health takes a hit for whatever reason, for me getting hit, you know, on my motorbike. But yeah, I mean, you're like, wait a minute. Okay, what am I doing? Let's do something neat. Let's shake things up a little bit.
Yeah.
You got nothing to lose.
And let's, we were trying to get pregnant. Like we were actively trying to have a kid, and we had a loan approved on a house. Like we were heading in a completely different direction. And then like this happened. It was kind of a crazy, like mentally, just like switch. Like we, that time period between May and August where we were adjusting to the idea was just like, I remember my brain being like constantly a swirl, like, oh my God, what are we doing? Like, are we really considering this?
Yeah, it's spiraled. I mean, every boat that we looked at, like the owner had a sob story about, you know, how they worked their whole lives. They bought this blue water ocean capable boat, and then health, then cancer, then
the
family
wife.
Problems,
the
then
wife.
Bankruptcy, then, you know, or the spouse didn't want to go. So yeah, the more we started looking for boats, the more we realized we got to do this now or never.
Yeah. It became urgent, very obsessive after a while.
Well, you know, and that's the interesting thing too, is because, you know, and I've done a few of these interviews in the past, and there is that saying that we want to sail away into the sunset. And it's always attributed to, you know, that guy in the high rise at New York City, or that gal, you know, they're edging to retirement age and they're looking out through, you know, what, the 95th floor of the high rise. And they're looking out thinking they're going to sail away the minute they retire. And then it never happens. So, and more often than not at that age, the likelihood that you can head out and do some of these, you know, transatlantic crossing, for example, is just not real.
Yeah.
So you guys made that decision to do it. And so how are you feeling about it?
Pretty good. We've had some
doozies.
Yeah. Some big realizations. Cause like, I mean, it's an older boat. And we knew we were going to have issues, but you know, we quit, we started sailing, and almost immediately we had a little problem that we couldn't quite fix. So we went to the marina, and now we've been here for a while, and we spent way more money than we thought we were going to. So,
well, kind of. I want to preface this because we've gotten a lot of like crap from people being like, well, of course you knew like a boat was going to be like expensive. Like everyone's told you that a million times. And we did our research. Like we had looked around, we talked to a million people. Like we knew it was going to be expensive. We were lucky enough to have more savings than we had budgeted for. And we knew it was going to be expensive. We didn't realize how quickly it would become expensive. But we did have like a plan. We knew that it would be like this, but I think we're both pretty confident we made the right choice. I don't think either one of us is second guessed this at all. Like we're here and we're stuck in the marina and we can't go anywhere. And we're still like, hell yeah, the right choice.
What kind of boat do you have?
It's a keel boat, a sloop, 40 foot. It's a New Zealand made boat, so not very common in most places, but it's a Whiting 40. We love it. And we have gone out a few times. You know, our biggest sail was 12 hour sail so far. So not huge yet, but we're just going to take it slow. And eventually we're going to cross over to Australia, most likely. But I mean, borders have to open up and there's a lot of ifs going on there.
Yeah.
So
we're not in any hurry. We're just gonna take it as we go, and whenever we feel comfortable we'll go.
Yeah, so. New Zealand is one of the best places to cruise, so we've got 6 months of amazing places to check out anyway.
Well, realistically, you guys made this leap in the middle of a pandemic anyway, so you knew what the limitations were when you made the leap. So
exactly,
you know,
exactly.
If anything starts to open up even slightly, that's just an added bonus for you.
Yeah. Yeah, or if it goes the other way and gets worse, well, we can isolate better than anybody else.
True. Now,
you know, already the best place in the world to cruise. Like, it's so many good things that are lucky for us that we realize that we're lucky. So many people can't sail right now, and we can. That's awesome, you know? Like, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there is one. When you take a look at the research straight across the face of the planet in 2020, all of a sudden yacht charters were up and yacht brokerages were seeing, you know, a demand for yachts. I know in the U.S. that all of a sudden there were no boats to be bought because everybody was buying up boats in order to get out on the water. It was the only place they could go or the only sort of vacation they could take away from their home. So boating is definitely... really boating and yachting has definitely seen a rise in figures in the last year. And they say that that is just going to continue. Now, what are your ultimate goals? Do you just want to stay around New Zealand, Australia, or do you want to become those, you know, intrepid sailors that, you know, sort of travel the high seas and go everywhere and experience everything?
Well, I think we want it all, to be honest. Like, and it's kind of a no plan because we don't want to set too many goals because part of this is just self-discovery and
exactly what I was thinking.
Learning how to go with the flow, you know? Because, like, you get so wound up in work and with goals and objectives for your life, career, family, house, you know, that this is really kind of the opposite of that. And so we're reluctant to set too many goals, I think.
But... yeah, I think that the emotional journey for us is definitely the priority. Like, we don't care where we go. If we stayed in New Zealand, we got stuck here, I think we'd both be happy with that. Like, the goal was to let go of some of the stress that we were holding on to. Like, I think both of our jobs were quite high pressure. Like, I was traveling all the time and Connor had like these giant portfolios and it was just a lot. And it didn't seem necessary. Like, it didn't seem like we had to do that. And to be honest, we're also both like really like our freedom. I think it's a big thing. Like, we're making these videos, right? And they take as much time as it took when we were at work. But instead of like something loading and I'm like, you know, on my phone, I get yelled at by my boss. Although to be fair, my boss was really cool. But now we can like, you know, get up and go for a walk and not have to like overthink those things. Like, that freedom of being able to choose every single moment. Like, honestly, if we just could get like a business going out of this and like be able to support ourselves and like keep that freedom, I think that would be enough for both of us. Cause just, yeah, other than that, I mean, we'd like to go cross an ocean. That would be freaking awesome. I think we're both down for that, but we're going to take it really slow. So no rushing anything.
I want to do at least a couple.
As you both mentioned, both of you had quite high profile jobs. You worked a lot. Now that you are on the boat and you are in quite close quarters and you aren't one on one continent and another on another continent working away and you are together all the time in very close quarters, how is that working with your relationship?
Oh, so much better.
I mean, don't get us wrong. There's definitely a little bit of friction when you first move into this.
But we're getting to know each other again. It's great.
Yeah, we actually have time to spend together.
Yeah. You know? We had this really nice conversation last night and we're just like talking through things that like we've been experiencing each other the whole time that we were working, but now we can kind of see that. Like, I'm a project manager, so for me everything's about processes. But when you come home and you take that same work style into your like personal life, there can be like some friction because Connor doesn't want me telling him what to do all the time. But I think you probably have a little more empathy for me now, seeing like the benefit to like our YouTube channel. And now we're like empathizing with each other and we're getting to know each other. And it's just been fantastic, to be honest. Like, it's been a breath of fresh air for our relationship. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just being able to focus on living for a little while. I mean, I don't think people realize, but you go from like being a kid to being nonstop focused on whatever's in front of you. You don't get that stop, that kid feeling again. And this is very much that, you know, you're chasing like things you would as a kid. You wake up in the morning and like, okay, I can go spearfishing. Maybe I'll go for a swim. Maybe I'll go for a run. Yeah. You know, we still have responsibilities, but they're no longer priority. Like the things that we have to accomplish don't overwhelm us anymore. You know,
A little side thing is that, I think for us also, this is also about having fun because like there's so much pressure around us that like no one's having fun. We're not prioritizing fun. And that's one of our mottos that we set on our channel, that we're going to protect the fun. And we use the word protect because we let it escape us and we were no longer having fun. And for me personally, I don't know if it's so much for you, but this is about mental health. Like, I had a friend a year ago commit suicide. And then we had a guy at work commit suicide before I even started working there. And I saw one of our employees like headed in that direction. And like nobody was stopping to like just have fun. And it was like we had to work, we had to be constantly doing something and being productive and stuff like that. And then I remember like when we went to like India, or we worked in Kenya as well, I was like, well, let's take a day and like go see something, you know? And everyone's like, no, 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 this is work, 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 work. And I was like, guys, come on, we're like in these beautiful freaking countries and we can't stop to have some fun. Like we've got to go and have some fun. Like your soul needs that, you know? So it's definitely more emotional for us than anything else, I think.
Well, I do think our value system has changed over time. You know, at one stage we all worked in order to just make sure that we had a food in our bellies. And then life changed, you know, then all of a sudden it was like you needed to work in order to make enough money to buy a bigger house or a bigger car or a better vacation or, you know, and things just started piling upon one another. And you know, the American dream, I'm Canadian, but it's the same in North America. You know, you have 2.5 kids, a house in the suburbs, a great job, you retire at the age of 65, you have one vacation a year, et cetera, et cetera. But that's just becoming unattainable anymore.
Yeah.
Yes, it should. I mean, you should always question those things because everybody puts an equation to happiness and it just doesn't work that way. You know?
Yeah, I would agree with that, actually.
Yeah, it's the status quo, and it's not the status quo anymore. So what is the next step for you guys? I mean, you are doing a YouTube channel, you have Facebook, you have social, what are your social media handles?
All of them are at Sailing Pivo, P-I-V as in Victor O. Everyone thinks it's Pivo, but it's Pivo.
No worries, we'll... Yeah. We'll make sure to write it down. And just remember, it's beer in Russian.
Exactly.
Yeah, so the plans are, I mean, we're still relatively new to sailing, right? And we don't forget that. Like, we're a bit irresponsible in a lot of ways to just jump into a boat and do this, but we are going to be relatively safe. We are going to sail around New Zealand for the next 4 or 5 months. And then if we feel like we have enough experience, then we'll cross over to Australia and we're going to bring someone on board with us that has done the crossing before. Cause I mean, it's all fun and games until, you know, you're stuck out in a gale and you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So
we're not as dumb as we look.
Well, that's definitely a North American expression. So are you going to continue to take lessons or get more training in sailing, et cetera? Or do you think that that's something you're just going to learn hands-on?
We're going to learn hands-on.
We have Yachting New Zealand level 2 training so far. So we are at a level where we can charter boats and stuff. So I think we're pretty good with most of the basics. We've got stacks of books all around the boat that we're going to be reading over the next couple of months. And I mean, at the marina, we're learning a lot from some of the older sailors. So I think we might be okay. As long as we get an experienced person on board for our first major passage, I think we might be good enough.
To be honest, I mean, I'm sure you've had the same experience, but the scary things are not actually the sailing. The scary things are things that break if you don't have a fit. Yeah. So that's really what we're learning right now. Like we're going through and servicing everything so that like when it happens, like we know how to like deal with it, you know, like all sorts of like little problems. Like we figured out how to bleed our engine if it were to die or something like that. Like that's what we're learning right now. It's the sailing part. Like, yeah, okay, reef early. Like we know that, but the technical stuff, that's where our knowledge gap is. So yeah. And with the YouTube channel, oh sorry, go on.
No, carry on.
I was gonna say, and with the YouTube channel, I think like we're kind of just playing it by ear. Like we've done for humanitarian work, it's often quite like you video like your impact overseas. So I was learning video already with my job, and to be honest, it's so much fun. Like, and I think we're just gonna follow the fun for a while and until it becomes not fun. And then if we grow, then we grow. And if we don't, we don't. And stay lovey.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and it's amazing how, you know, supportive people have been. I mean, our subscribers on our channel have just been exploding every episode. People just are interested. You know, they want to see what we're up to. What we're doing is a little bit crazy, and I think that gives it a little bit of appeal. And yeah, it's just been a creative outlet, which I've always worked in spreadsheets and numbers. Mm-hmm. So it's been really fun to try something a little different.
Yeah, definitely.
So this for you is the future, and you're just going to go with it, go with the flow, I guess, day by day, and see where it takes you.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, we will work our asses off. Like, we're working pretty hard to make it work. But I think we're also like trying not to get our heart too set on anything. Because not to get into another spiel, but like we worked so hard to get to our jobs, and like it was like 10 years of like studying your bachelor's and internships and then master's degree, and then we got there and it was like, this is it, really? We're gonna work, we're gonna sit at a desk, and it just wasn't as rewarding as we thought it would be. So we're not really aiming for anything other than like making sure, like I said, protect the fun. Like, we gotta have fun, we gotta revive our souls, you know?
I don't always go back to that. I mean, those jobs at desks waiting. I mean, you can find a job at a desk. 2 years off, 3 years off, it's not going to change anything, you know.
But in your heart of hearts, what would you like to see your future?
Well, it'd be nice if we found a new passion. Like, we love sailing, that's a new passion. But finding another way of supporting ourselves in another country, like just something where we have adventure and we can find a not necessarily a new career, but just something a little different, something new
Yeah.
and exciting.
So far, video is doing that, but we're treading cautiously. We're being aware of if it's not fun. So we're going at it. We're just pursuing this. But if we were to realize that this is not it for us, I think we would be happy with changing course and trying something else. I probably shouldn't say that because I really love all the people that have been so awesome to follow us. But yeah, I think that they are there because they agree with the mission that we're, after. So hopefully they won't be offended.
Yeah, really, that's a good question. I think that's a little self-discovery is kind of a goal. But maybe in a year or 2 years, I'll be able to answer that question better.
Well, you know what? I would love you to come back in a year or 2 years and tell me your new answer or the answer that you haven't had today.
Meaning of life, I'll let you know in 2 years.
Yeah, like, sorry, Rare, we still don't know.
And you know what? That's all right. That's all right as well, for sure. Well, you know what, you guys, I wish you the absolute best of luck, and we didn't get to see people.
Well, she's actually sleeping next to me, so probably pretty mean if I woke her
Oh, wake her up. She's a
up.
star.
Oh, he said it. He woke up. Say hi. Here you go, little girl. Here you go. Come say hi.
Oh,
Your
hello,
short name.
Bebo. Oh, she's gorgeous. She's beautiful. And
It's
she's
hard to tell,
really.
but she's got super short legs. She's half corgi and half lab.
Okay.
Yes.
She's loving life, though. She's happy. She's got mom and dad. She's good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, she gets to bark at the fish at the dock.
Nice.
Yikes.
Wait until the day she starts jumping in after the fish.
Oh, yeah. She's an
That'll
added little
happen.
pressure into beans. You're an added little pressure into good.
Well, you guys, I thank you again so much for your time. And yeah, we'll keep in touch and follow you on your journey, and we'll have to maybe get some video on your first crossover between New Zealand and Australia.
Yeah. Hey, good
Sounds
luck,
good.
by the way. Keep up the good work. This is really awesome what you're doing, so.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your support. Once again, everyone, you have been listening to Danielle and Connor, and well, you've seen their dog, Pevo. She didn't really do much. head on over to their YouTube. It's Sailing a Vessel Satori. I will provide all the links underneath this interview when it airs. Yeah, you've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs. We'll see you again next time.